Considering that marijuana has been growing naturally all over the planet for centuries, it's remarkable that the plant remains so politically potent today. Healdsburg-based journalist Martin Lee sorts through what he calls a social history of the weed, medical, recreational, and scientific, in his latest book, Smoke Signals, which includes an overview of the plant's long history of medicinal uses.
The first pharmacopoeia that human beings ever assembled in ancient China mentioned medicinal hemp, ma, marijuana, as one of the five elixirs of immortality, and they hailed it as a very, very important therapeutic agent. And not only in China, but then we look at India, part of Ayurvedic medicine, part of Persian medicine, Islamic medicine, widely used all over, and in fact has a very rich medicinal history in the United States as well, going back to the 19th century.
Prohibition was a turning point for marijuana, Lee reports. He suggests that after the 21st Amendment passed in 1933, the recently formed Federal Bureau of Narcotics ginned up fears of reefer madness in the interest of budgetary self-preservation.
After alcohol prohibition ended, marijuana prohibition was imposed. And that's largely because the leader of that organization, Harry Anslinger, realized that for that agency to survive during the Depression, I mean, there were budget cuts, his whole department was on the chopping block, he had to convince Congress and the White House that there was an important reason to keep the Bureau going. So he basically invented this evil weed.
Yet even during the height of America's marijuana prohibition, the U.S. Army was quietly attempting to weaponize the weed.
They actually tinkered with the molecule to make super potent versions of THC, tested it on soldiers, and found out that it was so powerful that it could make a person drop their blood pressure to the point where a person couldn't move. They would just fall down if they were given one of these synthetic THC-like pills. And that, incidentally, while that could be dangerous in and of itself, the hypotensive properties of cannabis is one of the reasons why it's very good for high blood pressure.
During those same years, researchers elsewhere, notably in Israel, were studying how cannabis affects human metabolism, ushering in the modern-day concept of medical uses for marijuana.
There was a vast body of scientific literature, very interesting work, that not only validated the experience of many medical marijuana users, but really opened up whole new vistas of understanding in terms of human physiology and biology.
By the time Lee's extensive history catches up with the present, he says it is clear that popular opinion regarding cannabis has changed, and those changes are increasingly being reflected in marijuana's evolving legal status.
It's clear that marijuana is a boon economically in regions where dispensaries are allowed to operate. There are a lot of ancillary jobs, and yet there is this ongoing resistance culturally. But when you look at the polls regarding medical marijuana, it's overwhelmingly in favor of people having that option. I think 80% of Republicans feel that way, and even stronger for Democrats.
Concerns about social justice are also prompting some rethinking of marijuana laws and their enforcement.
There was the recent report by ACLU documenting the racist enforcement patterns that so overwhelmingly young blacks and Latinos are targeted for arrest. That's just a blight on the human rights record of the United States.
Whether or how soon this will all lead to wholesale legalization remains an open question, but Lee concludes that the momentum now is clearly in that direction. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.